Verbose.xyz. Rocking and rolling tonight. Here we go. Thank you for joining us again. This is number 11. We're so glad to have you here. And if you're joining for us for the first time, or if you're watching it later, we're just as appreciative. Tonight on the horn, we got, of course, Crafter, aka My Dick Run Hot, aka Black Jesus. We also have DTM, aka Dantos Mutilator, aka The Intern. And then, last but not least, Enchanter, rocking and rolling in the free world. What is up, everyone? How are we doing tonight?
Hey, hey, y'all niggas higher.
Y'all niggas higher. Is it?
That's two.
You only got one left now. You got one left for YouTube censor. That's it. You got one.
Oh, true. True.
No, we're all about it. I mean, I think we're the most ignored podcast in existence right now.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I think that's safe to say.
I want an award.
The way to go undetected is to fly under the radar.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what Verbose.xyz is kind of riding off of. We'll see if it ever catches on. If they do, we're fucked.
We're boned.
Same with VGP though. Got him.
Hell yeah! Shout out to VGP holding down free speech, and that's what it's really truly all about.
Yeah, you know those very gay people. Them very gay people.
Those increasingly verbose memes.
The verbosity of the memery. That is one thing you are quite verbose about, Enchanter, aka Necroturge. It's fucking memes, man. I remember this one time you were taking, like, it was that dude from Nickelback, and then you, like, over his face did, like,
put
black.
A boss face over the top of it.
Yes, dude.
I and then have it somewhere. Let me find it. I sent it to his Facebook.
Oh my god, that's so good. What was better?
My messages.
What was better is when then you superimpose that dog's face, that one, that nervous looking white dog. You know, remember that one?
Yeah.
You did the black metal makeup on that one too. Oh my god. The memes of long ago. Fucking. So what's up? How are you doing tonight, Dantos?
If I can open, hold on, fuck. Open the damn bottle. Come on.
Oh right, right. This is the ceremonial sip from the whiskey bottle.
Okay, there. Everyone, listen. There.
Just in time for this amazing picture, too. Oh my god.
Oh my god. Look at this fucking meme.
Oh my god, it hurts.
It hurts just good.
Look at this graph! Sorry.
I mean, I'm going into work tomorrow, but, you know, two shots ain't gonna hurt.
Work. Oof.
What do you do for work, my dude?
I almost said it.
I got my one dude pass left, don't I?
I think it's an infinite pass under the radar.
I got you, fam.
Yeah. I might as well do it. Y'all niggas hiring.
All right. Time for the shot. Watch me cough up like fucking crazy.
It would be hilarious.
Watch you. No video.
Fuck. Got him. Woo. Shit. Good shit. Good shit.
What'd you get? All the JMO?
What? The stuff I'm drinking?
Yeah. What you got? Maker's Mark? Some of that hot guy?
No. Something probably better. Knob Creek.
What is it?
Knob Creek.
Knob Creek?
Yeah, Knob Creek.
Knobs.
That just sounds alcoholic. Also, calling Jameson JMO just sounds alcoholic as well.
Yeah, true.
Oh, yeah, guess what, boys? It's 120 proof.
Oh, shit.
It's only 60% alcohol.
Yes, but still pretty good.
Dude, get you some of that fucking Bacardi 151.
There is that. There is that.
It's 151 proof.
I implore everyone to smoke marijuana. Avoid alcohol and smoke marijuana.
Why not both?
Inhale the weeds.
Yeah, I don't. I definitely don't fault anyone for doing it, but I would say that it's had more. Yeah, I enjoy it. I get down on a couple beers. Well,
and the good thing about beers, I think that Jared's talked to you about this before too. Maybe it was just me, but like beer, the hops have terpenes in them because they're related to weeds. So like, it's almost like a full experience.
I definitely feel that.
Different sources.
Can you smoke hops though? That's a real question. Can you smoke hops?
I wonder. It probably wouldn't taste too good. Can you smoke hops?
Because, you know, no, I'm going to get drunk on some fucking tonight.
Smoking hops is easy to do because the plant itself is actually in the Cannabaceae family, which also
what?
Cannabis.
Oh, let's shit. We're going to grow some hops. Hop growing.
Oh, yeah. That reminds me, smoking hops, that reminds me of this meme. Stupid fucking Instagram meme, but it's still fucking actually funny.
No way, that's gold. That's gold. It's classic. It deserves an award. I'd nominate him for an Oscar if I could.
you just fucking grind it and smoke it.
Hmm.
All about that so grind.
I guess you don't get high or anything, but you get like a mouthfeel or some shit.
Interesting. I've smoked various amount of things. Things that weren't weed, for sure.
I guess that tastes like if you know, like the last, like when you drink a bunch of beer and like you burp it, and it like that taste you get.
Yeah, I feel you.
That's what it's supposed to taste like. Apparently,
that's vomit. That's vomit.
That's vomit. That with a little mix, a little bit of bile.
No, like citrus and like pine and shit, like from an IPA.
I understand the palate. I understand the palate, but
because like regular like Bud Light and shit like that doesn't have a lot of hops in it, whereas like IPA has a lot of hops in it, which is why it has that really shitty pine flavor.
Yeah, for real. I don't get down on the IPAs. I don't like the like. If I find a brewery that they do pilsners or something like that, that's the place I like to go.
Pilsners are alright. I prefer like dark beers, like drafts and what do you call them, porters?
So you guys are like beer experts. Like, where did they get the butthole to like flavor Corona? Like, where does that come from?
I like Corona.
I think that comes out of New York. And to mitigate butthole, you need both a lemon and a lime. If it's a soul, just a lime.
If soul
is the less butthole cousin of Corona.
What about Tecate or whatever?
Total ass, bro. I don't even want to talk about Tecate. Like,
what about like, Dos Equis, Modelo, Soul?
I can get things
that I see on billboards, you know.
What about those dank ass Colt 45s? I mean, what?
Modelo's okay.
I will drink Colt 45 for nostalgic purposes only.
I'd drink it for meme purposes only.
Colt 45, dude. Nigga, that's all we need.
Shout out to Afro Man.
Oh shit! Now we can't fucking say it no more. Damn it.
That's three. All we want.
That's three. Mm-hmm.
Third time's the charm, baby.
Yeah, so fuck YouTube, I guess. Later, YouTube.
Just kidding. Let's just say our cap's at 120. Let's just say that.
It's been fun, YouTube. But fun we all know that YouTube is going to... Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
hit us up on BitChute.
BitChute.
It's like the cyborg version of Zuck.
Yeah, we're everywhere. BitChute, DTube. You can check us out, verbose.xyz/mp3. Yeah. Dude, that's funny because like Lois was talking about uploading things to Safe for Work section on Pornhub. I'm wondering if there's any.
There's actually like a market for that type of shit.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
People upload like Let's Plays of leaked games and shit too.
Huh. Like they just want to live on fucking Pornhub all the time, but they don't always want to look at porn.
It's more like it's a safe place because it's not censored at all. Because how are they going to censor that if they're not going to censor a bunch of people fucking?
Wait, so it's a safe space from safe spaces?
You're talking about? Yes. Like how are you going to censor somebody like playing safe that when there's people literally like taking four dicks in their ass at the same time?
Fucking hell yeah.
You know?
That's quadruple A.
I'm not saying that there's anything against people that like that shit. I'm just saying, like, you can't, like, pick what you're censoring.
Yeah, don't judge me. Don't judge me.
Yeah, but Crafter, look at his pterodactyl porn.
You know?
Crafter, how do you feel about, like, watching multiple penetration porn, like two dicks, one hole kind of shit.
I mean, I don't know. The more, the merrier.
overstuffed pigs in a blanket. That's what I say.
Oh. Dude, I used to fuck with this
more
chick.
More like Vienna sausage in a blanket for you, right?
Yep.
Oof.
Oh, God, it's hitting me hard, boys.
What, the LSD mushrooms or the Knob Creek?
The Knob Creek.
The slob on the Knob Creek.
The corn on the Cob Creek.
That 120 dank shit, boys.
See, now Knob Creek actually is from the same distillery as Jack Daniels. It's their refined fucking bourbon or whatever.
Oh,
it's, so it's pretty good.
Tasty.
Yeah, it's a good bourbon, yeah. I would drink Knob Creek.
I'm not really a fan of like whiskey that's not actually whiskey, but I'd
like to
try it.
Yeah, you're probably like an Irish whiskey dude, huh? Like Jameson and
J-Mo. Give me some of that J-Mo.
That JJ.
What? Yeah,
that JMO.
So my job is like right next to a bar. We're in the same building actually. Mm-hmm. So we're cool with them. So I go over there and get like $2 shots of JMO, and they pour heavy too. So I'll just like run in there on my break and slam a shot and then go smoke a cigarette and run into work real quick and continue working.
To avoid the shakes, right?
Not to avoid the shakes, just to space out so I can just like do a lot of work in a short period of time.
Or like avoid the quakes, if you know what I'm saying.
The quakes.
I ain't afraid of no quake.
Shout out to ID Software.
You mean 3D Realms? Oof.
you mean Apogee?
It's one doomed space marine.
That's one doomed penis. Oh. A doomed fetus, more like.
A what?
How?
That was quick.
Escalation.
Pills!
Is that how they deal out fentanyl?
Oh, fuck! That's fucked up. Fucking fentanyl, right? Like, talk about war on drugs bullshit. Like,
now it's just a genocide on drug users.
Exactly.
They're going to classify fentanyl as a weapon of mass destruction? The Homeland Security?
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
They're going to be able to invade countries based on them having possession of fentanyl.
You don't think they'll try to secure borders with that as well?
Who knows?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking, the you crazy thing about...
trying to do that.
Like, right. Yeah. In a lot of ways.
He's been saying that, though, with the whole, like, the drugs that coming over here from Mexico thing since he, like, started trying to be president.
My thing is, though, like, what pisses me off about that is, like, we all know that the majority of drugs are not coming in with illegal immigrants. That's not where the drug trade comes in.
No, they're coming in with regular immigrants. Like, not even irregular immigrants, just people that either live here or there, like, both.
They're coming through in like, guided truck-throughs through tunnels. Like... that they ain't stopping that because they funding that shit, and yeah, no one wants exactly to fucking talk about that, you know. And
but
it's all this.
Like, you think that Donald Trump's not in on that shit, so he's just like,
yeah,
wilding out.
Oh yeah, 100%, he's in on it. And this is all a dog and pony fucking show to distract from like the bigger picture. I think
it's just a big like, he's the fucking man behind the curtain type shit.
He's just the puppet that's in
he's
position
one of them
now.
People behind the curtain. They're just all hiding behind a curtain with a bunch of dudes huddled around a control panel.
Giving
right
a reach around.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth, Dantos.
Big circle jerk around the crystal ball.
What is this?
The reality.
What is this? All fear of the Sentinel?
The drugs coming from Mexico. I mean, that's cocaine, that's methamphetamine, that's marijuana, that's fentanyl. But like heroin, it's all coming from Afghanistan, and we're having an opioid epidemic. You know, how does that stop any of that?
And also, like, you got to think, there's a lot of shit coming from Asia too, not just like Southeast Asia, but also like Eastern Asia.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess California coast maybe, but and definitely freighters. You know, there's a lot of imports that come
in
through
Russia too. Probably Russia's probably exporting.
Do you think
heroin too?
Huh. Everyone that has their fucking paws in Middle Eastern war affairs probably has some of their money tied up in
opioids.
But that's the thing about fentanyl. Fentanyl, I think, and this is like, you know, disclaimer here, this is super uneducated, this is just a guess, but I think with the amount of the lack of rules when it comes to pharmaceuticals in Mexico, you've always seen a lot of pharmaceuticals pumped out of that area, drugs that you can't get readily in the United States, like even steroids and things like that.
I have the FDA down there.
Right? So like fentanyl would be something that laboratories there would easily transition to pump out, you know?
Because they don't have the same medical rules that we have here.
Huh. Interesting.
So they don't have to, like, they don't have to operate the same way that medical facilities here operate. So they can pretty much do whatever within reason.
Right. So today I was at the gym. I'm hitting the gym. Me and wife material have been, she's been on the bike next to me. I've been on the elliptical. But where my spot is right between fucking Fox News and CNN. They're like right next to each other. And sometimes I get lucky because it'll, they'll go commercial and then play on the other side. And it's just reading closed caption on that shit, fucking trucking it. But the crazy thing is like these talking points. Like,
are they the same for both sides? Like stations?
No, but they're the complementary views. Or the distraction of the day, you know. It's like right now, CNN. All CNN's talking about is like Mueller report. Like, what? When is it going to be fully released?
What about that Columbine girl?
Columbine girl?
You've not heard about that?
Maybe not.
Well, she already killed herself, but a couple days ago, this girl, like people were like, oh, she's obsessed with Columbine, right? Cause she's really edgy. So she shows up to Colorado in a black shirt and camo pants and buys a shotgun from a gun shop somehow. And so the police were looking for her, and I guess today, I think it was either today or yesterday, but I think it was today, they found that she shot herself.
Wow, that's
fucking... But there's like a lot of like police and shit around Columbine High School right now because it's almost the 20th anniversary of Columbine.
Interesting. I wonder if it's palpable feeling, like being in that area, people affected by it, people that know family members of it, you know, like people who...
There's like attention in the air.
Yeah, I wonder, man. That's crazy.
I think there is.
Why is it...
I've been thinking about it, like what if there's like... And I'm not suggesting that this happened, but I've been thinking about it, like with the amount of people that are like obsessed with it and they kind of take things too far. Like, what if there's just like a bunch of people that try and like group up and do that type of shit? Almost like a fucking like edgy, like Dylan and Eric army or some shit.
Yeah, I wonder.
I really hope that they don't, but like, it seems like with the way that like things are going is all these people are like, oh hey, let's group up and like take things too seriously. That's why you see people like getting into Nazism and fucking commie shit. Like, it just starts as memes and then it becomes normalized behavior and then they like adopt it as their way of thinking.
I've been talking about things like this, like predictive programming, right? Like ad nauseum from media and different media sources ideas, and then it permeating the brain and then the weak mind absorbing it just as if it were their normal day.
It's almost like by consuming it as a meme, they're like using subliminal, like they're like subliminally like fucking with themselves.
Bro, I think we're breaking something here. I think we're breaking something here of verbose.xyz. Fucking meme warfare at its most subliminal, you know? Wow. It does exist.
So you can even say that like, there's like planted memes to try and like change a paradigm of a large group of people.
Collusion.
I know that actually that this has been done by 4chan to like meme feminists. Well, they'll like make something up like as a meme and then they'll like send it to them and then it'll get sent around and then it'll become like a serious thing instead of an ironic joke as it was before because they take it too seriously.
Yeah, fucking Honkler, right? That's the latest?
I think so, yeah.
Clown.
But that always happens. That shit always happens. Where like, they just like, like with the fucking okay hand, like they literally just like make everything into like this most absurd thing, and then everyone like is outraged by it and think that it's an actual thing.
Because people are stupid and gullible.
So basically, they're basically like creating memes as propaganda to like fuck with stupid people. I think that's what flat earth, like the flat earth thing is too. I think people were just memeing, and then people were just like, hey, you know what? This doesn't actually sound like that bad of an idea. Even though it was disproven like thousands of years ago by like ancient philosophers and astronomers.
Yeah, like homeopathic drugs and ginkgo biloba.
Hell yeah.
Fuck you, dude. What are you trying to say? Ginkgo biloba doesn't work?
Does it align your chakras up your butthole? What the fuck, man?
No, you don't. That's not how you do that. You can use the breath to align the chakras from your butthole up.
Yeah, and I can use my fist to align everything. Fuck it. It makes no sense.
You just have to, like, you have to root yourself to the earth and, like,
what?
Expel your negative energy.
You're going to root now? Like, you're going
to
grow?
Yeah, that's what you have to do. You have to root
your
energy.
That's not a natural thing
earth.
For humans to do. You don't root to things.
Like, it's a mental. It's like a
long. That's
thing.
Like when a like, fat person like mends to their seat from not moving for 6 years.
It's a mental visualization thing like to like help you clear confusion. Your body's pains what? And discomforts, I suppose.
What does that mean? It's like give your heart to Jesus. What? I'm gonna die.
It's
I
not
need
like
my
give
heart.
Your heart to Jesus. It's like okay. So think of it this way: like you're walking around and you're on your feet all day. So there's tensions in your back and in your hips or whatever. But you're not really focused on those small, like, micro tensions at all. And over time, those micro tensions build on top of each other and, they cause just regular pain. So, relax, like, thinking about relaxing yourself and, like, making all your muscles, like, where they need to be and straightening yourself out and taking deep breaths and just focusing on relaxing your whole body, it helps release the tension there and alleviates those problems.
And where do the roots come in?
It's just a visualization thing to help with the process.
Wow. Like,
it's like meditating.
Yeah. Like it sounds like anxiety therapy.
Yeah, I guess you could say that's true.
Yeah,
that's
like, I get yeah. Anxiety. Number one, Enchanter, I couldn't have said it better. I that was very poignant. And two, yeah, it is kind of like anxiety therapy. It's like trying to relax yourself in such a way that all your muscles release.
Like imagining a babbling brook so you can pee, right?
Yeah. Dude. Yes. Same.
You basically just like run a program through your brain to reach an outcome that you want.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And my failure is being a very literal person, and you know, autism running strong, I guess.
The
right,
we're strong with this one.
Don't give me your goddamn metaphors. They mean nothing to me. Yeah.
Yes. You just choose to ignore them.
Yes.
Did you? Okay, so did you ever live with your grandma Crafter?
No.
Okay, so it's not like a autist-wide thing. I noticed there's like a fucking trend with people that have autism where they live with their grandparents. And I think it's partially because they're either their parents like don't take care of them and that's why they have autism, or their parents are on drugs and that's why they have autism.
Huh. So if your parents,
like Jacob.
Oh yeah. Jacob. Definitely. Huh?
Yeah. And like my old roommate, his mom was like a tweaker, you know, that's why he's all fucked up.
I have not been diagnosed with any form of autism. There's my disclaimer.
Oh. Well, I'm like talking on some real shit, though. But yeah. I mean, Crafter acts autistic, but to be honest, I think most people have like a little bit of tism.
Huh.
This and day that and shot age, of the tism.
The water isn't turning the friggin' frogs gay. It's turning the humans into autists.
I think it's more like the red 40 is turning people into autists.
The red 40? You mean the dye that's in food?
Yeah.
Yellow 5 makes your dick small. Red 40 makes you stupid.
Or is it the magical cure because it makes you autistic? Everyone has to go there. We blend into the same autistic mind.
I also have a theory that, like, what if it's like a mental evolution or some shit that we can't really understand?
I feel like that exists anyways. As technology progresses,
as technology progresses, our physical abilities become less important, and our mental abilities become more important.
Yeah,
as well as like other like facets, like such as socialization and whatnot. It's like a slowly, like we're slowly moving to everyone just like communicating purely via a digital medium.
Wally, rather than face-to-face. We're moving towards Wally.
Yeah,
but I think we won't get to the point where we'll be flat blobs. We'll get to the point where we can upload consciousness to something else.
I think we'll get to the point where we'll be flat blobs inside of exosuits.
Yeah, you think so? It's gonna be like Fallout.
It's not gonna be like Fallout. I mean, like we're gonna be like, we're like people. You know how they already have like the exosuit legs and shit. Like we're probably gonna have full suits of that to help us, and we're just gonna rely so heavily on them that we're just gonna like not even use our own muscles anymore. So it's almost like the chairs in Wally, but instead of chairs, it's a suit.
Like war Wally, like hardcore Wally.
Yeah, like if Wally was a gritty like 90s film or something.
Like Wally meets Elysium.
Yeah, or Mad Max. Mad Max times Wally equals future.
Mad Max
plus Wally plus Fallout.
More like Fallout.
Sign me up. Like sign me up.
Fucking
Hell yeah. No balls, only squares.
What's up with this Boggendorf, nigga?
Which one?
The fucking dude that's in chat.
Which one?
The big chin dude with plastic surgery, the Boggendorf.
One of the I don't know. It's just some stupid shit I'm finding.
Who is he?
You guys don't know about this guy?
No.
Oh, fuck. Let me look him up real quick. That's like almost exactly what they look like.
Them.
They look like aliens from outer space, which, you know.
Have you ever met them? Have you ever been touched
Igor
by
and,
an alien?
Igor and Grichka, or Grika. I don't fucking know how to pronounce it. But they like, legit look like that picture.
I would say inbreeding.
Really?
More like plastic surgery.
No, it's
breeding.
Plastic surgery.
Yeah, it's more like plastic breeding.
Wow. Stop it with the plastic surgery. It hurts. It hurts. I feel like I gotta scroll. Oh yeah, there we go.
God. They look like fucking... They look like mannequins. Like autistic mannequins.
Hey, not too rough. Hurt me plenty. Ultraviolence nightmare.
Anybody wants to use these disasters of people, join Discord.
Where's,
link
where's,
somewhere.
Where's Ultra Nightmare?
If you too identify as a disaster of a human being, there's links below for our Discord channel. Please join us. It's amazing. It's wonderful. Join in on the conversation. If you're hitting us up live, definitely hit us up in the chat. We'd love to field your comments/questions. Speaking of which, fucking, it's been pretty quiet on the Notre Dame Cathedral burning down. Like I said, CNN was pumping the same, fuck Trump.
Trump caused fire? Whoa.
Mueller report, like, and then Fox News is all on, like, the illegals are bringing in the drugs and flooding into our country, and it's an epidemic or something. So that's going on. But no one's really talked about, like, what actually happened with this fire. Like,
so I think that it has to do with the riots that have been going on in France.
That's an interesting theory. Like, yellow vests?
Yeah.
It could either be that or or it's a Okay, so you know how people like burn down their houses for insurance money?
Yes.
It could also be that because they were just like rebuilding portions of the cathedral before this happened. Like they had already taken the statues off the top. And they had scaffolding up and stuff.
Interesting.
And now a bunch of people are donating to like help rebuild it when there's all this like gold and shit underneath.
And the Vatican is the largest bank in the world.
Yeah.
And that's so crazy. You're right. I always forget this aspect of it that like Vatican is like sitting on so much wealth. And this is a Catholic church, one of the most,
this is like
oldest relics.
Catholic church.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The only kind of weird shit that I've heard about this was a Fox News broadcast early on. And it was some French reporter talking about how months ago there were vandals that were vandalizing and setting fires in churches around France.
Mm-hmm.
So this person was referring to it as
churches here that got burned down too.
Were they Catholic churches?
No, they're black churches.
Fuck, that's crazy.
Oh yeah,
here we go again. Race war, everybody.
There's Helter Skelter. There's also a mosque that burnt down as well in I don't remember which country. But it was the third holiest mosque, and that burned down the same day.
Cathedral. I heard this. That's crazy. Which, this is why I think I'm going to lose this bet, Crafter, is because it wasn't the Muslims, man. No. It was the Jews.
You
think it was the Jews? Yeah.
Think about it. A church and a mosque burned down, but did any synagogues burn down?
Never. They're protected by it. God.
Think about it.
Mm-hmm. We need to think about it. Meme.
What's the only country ISIS never attacked? Oh yeah, Israel. That's it. Yeah.
But speaking of that church burning,
I didn't know that was actually a place.
Yeah, it's actually an ethno-state. Well, with one small problem.
That it's actually Palestine.
Yeah, exactly.
Got him.
Oh my god. You feel me?
But, yo.
This dude at my work tried to get in an argument with me about this because he was like saying something about like the Muslims attacking the Jews and shit. I was like, well, yeah, I'd attack the Jews too if my homeland just got taken from me and given to them. He's like, no, they've always been there. I said, yeah, that's why they're from Poland. And then he didn't say anything.
Oh, fuck.
Hey, if I stole land and then they shot shit at me, you don't think I'm going to shoot back too? What the fuck, man? I stole your shit. Like, I can't defend the shit I stole? That's crazy.
Like going into someone's house like when they got guns and they expect them to not shoot you.
Well,
yeah.
But once I steal their house and they come back and try to take it back, they don't expect me to shoot. I think I'm going to give up. I stole their house.
Like, that's like kicking somebody out of their house like and just throwing their guns outside and like saying fuck you and then expecting them not just barge right back in with guns.
Well, yeah.
That you just threw back out.
But then we know we're going to fight and then whoever wins gets the house and the yard, right?
Right.
And that's what I think that's where we are now.
Israel is so protected that that can never happen.
Yeah, because they're giving airdrops into their house of nuclear weapons from the United States.
Oof. Oh. Now they're getting airdrops of shekels from the United States.
Lots of shekels.
A shiny penny. A shiny quarter.
Meanwhile, the petrol tanked. Wonder how that happened.
Speaking of that cathedral, like how it burned and shit. Apparently, like Ubisoft is trying to like make money out of it by saying you can get a fucking you can play fucking Assassin's Creed Unity for free.
Yeah, I need to get that shit before it. It looks like I'm gonna miss it. It's like a minute till midnight. So
yeah, it's all week.
Just grab it real quick. All you have to do
it's all week.
It's all week.
Yeah, just go on the website.
It's for a week. It's 25th.
Hell yeah!
You have to download that Uplay fucking Ubisoft.
You don't even have to do that. You just have to go to the website and claim it.
But you still have to get that Uplay thing to play it, right?
Yeah. Claimed. I'm saying, like, you could just claim it and then worry about downloading it later.
Yeah, how many launchers are you going to have by the end of this year? Who knows?
Right? Like 7?
Discord's already got games.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. Fucking, I got to also give a shout out to Puff, Puff Credit. Or, I'm sorry, GoPuff. GoPuff being like this. Are you a stoner at home sitting alone needing some shit, like some rolling papers and some snacks? Fucking hit that shit up and it's delivered directly to your house, my dude. Fuck Grubhub and all this bullshit. And that's not even an ad. Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's not even an ad. We're not.
I got a box of king size cones, 32 count for like $12.
I didn't get jack shit. I'm pissed off.
Chocolate and a drink for $25, and that was with the delivery fee and a $4 tip.
You got to get that app, my dude. You got to get that app.
Hell yeah. And if you refer people, they get 20 and you get $15 credit.
Pyramid scams? Oh, yeah.
Oh, more like Brogle scams.
Oh, right. Oh, my God.
Hits from the Brogle.
In the middle of the party, bitch, get off me.
Dank ass Brogle, man.
I want to hit that Brogle.
I don't think it would be too good if you try to smoke Brogle. I don't know.
Alright, let's look that up. Can you smoke broccoli?
Oh, God.
We're going to have a whole section of can you smoke such and such.
Pretty sure you can smoke anything. It's just, will you die afterwards?
Isn't there that YouTube series Will It Bong? You know, like smokes like chilies and home stuff and
God.
So those guys smoke a chili.
You can smoke broccoli.
You can smoke broccoli, wow.
Hell yeah.
Dude, bong in the chili that's some fucked up shit. I feel like you die, you know? Like your fucking bronchioles will seize and you can't fucking get air and you fucking suffocate and die.
Maybe.
Fuck that shit.
Wait, this dude got high smoking broccoli?
Dang.
What?
Better stock up on broccoli.
Hell yeah.
Broccoli? Hell
broccoli
yeah.
Broccoli stock is going up. Everybody invest. Buy now.
Broccoli makes me fart.
So you be tooting while you're getting high.
Nah, bro. You just have to smell my fart and it gets you high.
Oh God.
Yes.
Fuck that Jenkins catnip.
Shit. Well, catnip does have THC in it, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, it doesn't have THC in it, but it has like, I don't remember what it has in it, but like I smoked it before and it was like it has a calming effect.
What?
I thought that both chamomile and catnip had THC in it, like small amounts. Calling it out, Alexa.
That's for cats.
Everybody with an Alexa right now. It's just like, fuck you.
Shut up.
Dog told you. It's a fucking weird cat person. Smoking fucking catnip.
You'd do it. Yeah. No, you wouldn't do it. That's not dank enough. Fucking Minecraft is dank, though.
Minecraft
beans, bro.
It's coming up on 10-year anniversary, I think. May 5th, May 10th, something like that. 10 years. 10 years of fucking Minecraft. It's insane.
Wow. I almost can't believe that. I've played that game quite a bit.
The benefits of smoking catnip include improved sleep, boosting digestion, calming nerves, stimulating menstruation, and relieving toothaches.
Oh, because you need to stimulate menstruation. What the fuck?
Well, you know, you're trying to force an abortion. You're trying to, like, do the right thing.
It stimulates uterine contractions, which is leaked to menstruation. So if you have irregular periods, it helps. Like, get you back on track.
Is that why you smoked it?
That's a good idea, though. Like, you're coming off the pill or something, and fucking you need to regulate your shit again. Just smoke a little bit of catnip, boom.
Yeah, just just have some lavender sitting around.
You know, I bet you anything though that we would do the same thing.
True. But I mean, if you're like, if you can't find any, or you're just like not trying to do that type of shit, there's an alternative for you, I guess.
Oh hell yeah!
Hulk wants beans. This nigga eating beans.
Hell yeah.
Pork and beans.
Maybe I'm old fashioned, but I like my drugs from a drug dealer.
True.
Thinking about it, I guess, yeah, from every aspect. Like, even if you went to Mexico to get some, like, fucking horse tranquilizers or something.
How do you feel? How do you feel about, like, customer-dealer relationships? Like, should you be friends or should it strictly just be a business thing?
It should be strictly business, but where you act like friends, but you should never hang out. Ever. Ever.
Why?
Because that's just weird. And if you're, like, obligated to, like, you know, not rip him off. Just kidding. I feel like it's just an awkward relationship because, like, it's forced.
Is it forced, though? I mean, like, if you're hanging out, like, if you're always, like, going over there and talking to them and shit, like, it could evolve from, hey, you got bagged, to, hey, how's your day going, man?
But isn't that weird to, like, know that, like, they financially, like, survive off of you? Like, they profit off of you?
Why is that weird? That's, like, that's almost, like, a good feeling.
Because
you're helping them. And they're helping you. It's like an exchange of goods. Like, that's what it is, obviously. But it's, like, you know, that's... It's a healthy exchange and it's a healthy relationship to have that because there's a give and take of services and both people benefit. So, like, it's not just them taking money from you. They're giving you, like, stuff that you want, you know?
But
I don't know.
Wouldn't your friend give it to you at cost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
True story.
I mean, that's like going into your friend who's a barber and asking them for a free haircut.
You damn right he's giving me a free haircut, or I'm going somewhere else. I got to pay for it anyway. Fuck.
he'll probably hook you up, you know, but he's not going to just, like, give it to you for free when that's how he makes his money for a living. I mean, when you go into McDonald's, your friend works there, he's not just, like, usually they give you, like, a discount or something because they're cool with you. They don't just, like, hand you a bunch of fucking Big Macs.
That's true. Corporate America is a little bit different, though.
You can't just say, hey, you're my friend, so that means you need to give me shit. that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, Crafter.
That's basically like feeling obligated because you're in a friendship.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I mean, no. No. In this example, the greed only exists on one side. He profits from you. Where you only get, you know, at minimum. Why isn't he selling at cost? Or why isn't he hooking it up more so then it is the same as cost?
I mean, maybe you just get whack dealers, but I've never had that problem.
No.
So the deal is just cool.
I always get it hooked up, man.
Let's hear about prices. What kind of prices here? Let's get down some real issues here. What are the costs of some marijuanas wherever you are in this country? If I wanted to buy an ounce of your finest weeds, how much would that cost me today?
$120.
Oh, that's a good price. That's a really good price.
Yeah.
Like, even dispensaries don't have that kind of prices around here or in Colorado.
Mm-mm.
It's so funny. Midwest, I saw such better prices. So funny.
It's because people are selling other shit here.
Ooh.
So they just, like, it's like whatever. Weed's just, you don't make money off of weed here. You make money off of other shit here. Weed's just like an extra thing to, like, it's almost like to attract customers, you know?
It's the gateway drug?
Other shit. It is, in a way, yeah. But that's only if the person's willing to, like, want to do that already.
It's more like a calling card.
It's peaked. And, like, growing up thinking that all drugs are bad and not actually understanding how any of them work doesn't help with that situation either.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Agreed.
It's like in Pineapple Express where the homie brings over his other friend.
It was like what Mondo was talking about earlier, like, oh, this is that's not a drug, blah blah blah. Like,
oh yeah, talk about caffeine.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a drug. Turkey does have a palpable substance, a whatever separate a chemical that you could separate from the turkey, L-tryptophan. Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure that they use that in like sleeping pills or some shit.
Yeah, absolutely. You could take them as a supplement to help you with sleeping, for sure. So okay, but, supplements
but
and drugs.
But I'm just saying, can I get government one turkey pill don't buy and... government weed.
You want one turkey pill?
One turkey pill and a ginkgo biloba, please.
Okay, so you don't get down on the supplements then, Crafter. So like drugs are one thing, supplements don't work.
I mean, supplements, no. I mean, it just depends. Some of them are, like, kind of shams, but snake some of them are good.
Snake oil.
All See, of them?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, supplements are cucklements. That's what I say.
Oh, right.
Get down on some of that fucking...
I would say, unless you have an actual deficiency, diagnosed deficiency, yeah, you probably don't need supplements.
Yeah, it's, yeah. Like, Saint the only John's one... Wart. Fucking right. My mother can't
Y'all
take
get
beets.
Down that St. John's wort for depression.
Oh hell yeah! That what about that kava kava, nigga? You don't even know oh. nut about no kava kava. Hell yeah!
How about that crafter's cock? You ever tried that crafter cock?
I've never tried that before.
Cause he ain't gay.
How do you get a prescription for that?
I'll write one up real quick. All
right.
I'm just posting. Y'all just talking serious, and I'm just posting shitty. Low quality memes.
Yeah, you keep posting. You the goose, bro. You the goose.
I'm the intern that's drunk off his ass right now.
Off of one shot.
Off of two, actually. I took two before I got out because I had to get up and clean.
So you had to take one shot to get up, and then another shot to clean, and then yet another shot to sit down,
and then a shot to take a shot.
Mm-hmm. And then a shot with the boys.
Front of eyes.
Verbose.xyz.
We still need to make that fucking a thing. Making fucking Lois where he can't change his name. He can only be Portman. He'll be forever Portman.
So wait. Excuse me. You have to explain the Portman thing to me.
Okay, so Portman is like...
This creepy guy
is like the fucking like poster boy for like incel creep, right? So he's just trying to bone anything.
Okay.
He's just walking around all greasy looking and creepy. So the first like scene of the movie, he's talking about Thai lady boys getting them in a room, locking himself in there with some fucking alcohol and some Thai lady boys.
And he's like.
Yeah. They can't go on vacation because they get called to Mars because there's some shit going down on Mars. You know, the demons invaded and shit, but they're not actually demons, blah, blah, blah. They're actually fucking Down syndrome because they have an extra chromosome.
True. Fucking, no, it's the part. I used to recite it all the time because it made me burst out in laughter every time I heard it. He's like, every minute I'm not spending on R&R is me less time not going to Thailand. I can't remember how he says it.
He's oh like, my god.
He's like, get me a bottle of tequila and a couple of she boys.
Thai she boys.
Oh my god. That is kind of totally Lois though.
Yeah. And then like when they get in there, like when they go onto Mars, he's going around and talking to all the female scientists. He's like, I'm sorry, we're on a level 3 lockdown. I'm just going to have to strip search you.
And then, like, there's a part where he also gives the newbie fucking pills. The common bound, because he's like...
I don't know, what pills do you think he gave him?
I think he gave him, like, something to calm him the fuck down, but I don't know exactly.
Was that fentanyl?
Yeah.
Oof, that's why White died.
Oh, it's not. He said El Honto, not fucking Thailand. Why do we automatically think of Thailand?
Because my lady boys?
I suppose so.
Yeah. Lady boys. So how many genders are there?
120. Sorry, I had to plug that in. I'm kidding, too.
No. Name 15.
So, Portman gives him drugs. He doesn't say what kind they are, but Reaper was, like, looks at him and sees that his eyes are dilated, so he's like, bruh, stop taking drugs.
Oh, yeah, I remember that part.
Portman.
I don't know. As bad as the Doom movie is, I think that there's some part, like, there's some parts of it, not just, like, scenes, but there's some, like, parts, like, pieces of it that are good, such as, like, some of the characters' writing, I think, is good.
Now, you're talking with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, right?
Well, mainly Carl Urban's character. Like, I feel like Carl Urban really, Raper. Like, could have... I feel like he really could have, like, done a good Doom guy if they had written the movie differently, and I think that he did, like, the best with what he had. I think that he did a really good performance.
Hmm.
But the gun calling him Raper was the best part.
He's not Raper, he's Reaper. I thought that that was edgy, though, because they're like, "Hot, your name's Grim, let's call you Reaper."
God damn it.
But, I mean, it fits because it's Doom. Because Doom's, like, super edgy, too.
Edgy as fuck. Fucking John Romero, edgy as fuck.
But, yeah, they're all just, like, these, like, metalheads in the fucking 90s.
With long flowing hair and buying fucking Ferraris and shit.
And John Carmack's alien brain.
Right? Pumping out algorithms just to, like, change simple things.
Oh,
like...
yeah.
Have you read about the fucking lighting code in Quake 3?
Yes, a little bit, yeah.
Oh.
It's insane. Just the mathematics behind how they're able to do that.
Just the fact that he, like, none of them even know how the fuck how it works. It just works. It's like it just works.
Yes.
But it actually works. It doesn't break.
Wow. Have you seen the things they're doing with, like, older graphics cards, updating drivers so that to, like, improve ray tracing?
Oh, really? That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just NVIDIA or is that AMD as well?
I want to say that's straight up NVIDIA.
Yeah, I figured.
Fucking AMD.
Like AMD needs to get on that shit because they're starting to have some pretty powerful parts. But
I like their processors.
They're a step behind. Like with their processors, they're beating Intel now. But their GPUs, I feel like it's been an uphill battle for their reputation out of the water and trying to like make good parts for good prices, because that's what they've always been, is trying to be like an affordable part company, unlike Nvidia where it's like fucking like thousands of dollars for shit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's a more clear-cut like line with cost versus performance.
Mm.
That makes sense. It seems like you get what you're paying for more, whereas with Nvidia it seems like you have to pay a little bit more than what you want, like than what you should be paying, because
that
it's
is...
luxury service. It's like, right? they're charging you that much because it's like, well, nigga, were you gonna get it somewhere else? Not really.
Yeah, I don't it's think like Nvidia what, wants to be a like a GPU company, like, per se, though.
That's like what internet companies do, you know.
NVIDIA just bought Mellanox Technologies, so I mean, they're looking more for like, you know, data center and co-processing. I think they're really looking for that instead of GPU performance, and AMD really wants to get the gamers and the miners.
Yeah,
that's
where
true,
they
but
just want to do miners.
No.
Well, no, I don't think they want
not,
to have
not, any... not okay, not in the scary red way, but I mean like
my yes. Oh my god. Miners, not
mining. Crypto mining.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Miners. But yeah, I think AMD also is offering really cool, well, maybe not offering, but they're working on that service for shared GPU power, essentially, where you would connect to a network, NVIDIA network, through your potato computer, and then be able to play badass games because you have
the fucking cloud gaming that everyone has already been trying to do for the past like 5 years.
Indeed. I think that's like NVIDIA. There's places now where if you have GPU miners that you used to use, like video cards or whatever, instead of hashing towards a blockchain, NVIDIA essentially will pay you to like hook into their network to like hash for people, or rather to provide video.
And so they pay you, or you pay them a small portion, no, or something.
They pay
a
you.
A small loan of $1 million.
So basically they pay you to let somebody else make money off of your card?
No, they pay you so that someone can play video games off of your card.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. It's an alternative to like mining cryptocurrency.
So it's like, it's an incentive to stop the cryptocurrency market from like overtaking the GPU market.
I would say more putting old hardware to good use.
Or would you say it's like just kind of like, yeah, that, or like a union of the two, just like, fuck it, it's going to be there anyways.
Well, yeah, with FPGAs and fucking ASICs.
But it seems like it's inflated the card, like the GPU market a lot.
Right. I think we'll probably move further away from GPUs and definitely CPUs and more just towards ASICs and FPGAs. That'll just become the standard for mining.
What's that?
FPGA is like a programmable.
So instead of software, instead of hardware, it's software.
Well, no, it's hardware, but it's more programmable hardware. It's okay. Like you can program it to do one thing, right? Whereas an ASIC is like pre-programmed to do one thing.
Okay.
Yeah, field programmable gate array.
thank you. Whereas ASIC is application specific.
Integrated circuit.
Yeah, thank you.
Interesting.
Yep. Where, yeah, like an ASIC, what you essentially would do is you'd like hook it up to a network, and then all it's doing is running a password crack on a hash on an algorithm, like SHA-256, like all day. That's all it's doing.
Why is it doing that? Is it trying to hack somebody's shit?
Well, essentially, yeah. So
you get paid? You get paid to hack people's passwords for people?
That's kind of like really simplistically, that's kind of what you're doing when you're mining. So the blockchain has all these passwords that, a block has a password on it. And in order to get the reward,
has many passwords.
The blockchain is the ledger, essentially, or the history of all of the previous transactions before it.
Okay. So basically, it's just like an ongoing account of any and all transactions that have been made.
That's exactly correct. And then cracking the password just is a transaction of one of many transactions that you can make. But when you crack that password,
why does the transaction happen when you crack the password? Like, what's the purpose of cracking the password?
That's to verify that block exists, essentially.
But why they pay you for verifying the block exists? Is that what it is?
It's a proof of work.
Why do they need to know why the block exists then?
You could do that for many reasons. The idea being,
why do they need to know that it exists?
It's not why do they need to know. It's like the idea.
I mean, like there has to be some type of need for them to pay you for that service, right?
Right, right. Well, it's the idea of being able to write it permanently, like. It's not the thing about blockchain technology is it's not changeable, right? It's only verifiable. So once a block is opened up, and all the reward is released from there, and all the transactions that have been made there are categorized. That's like crystallized forever. You can always see that there. It's unchangeable.
So it's just a chronicle. Then they're just paying people to be chroniclers.
To a certain extent, because like after a certain point, right, you complete the blockchain, there's only a certain amount of coin that could be in existence. Most blockchains are like that. That's a good one right there. Proof of work.
how does more coin get back into the market for you to mine
it? From the transaction fees of people using the blockchain to either spend it, send it somewhere, or
so there's transaction fees.
Uh huh.
So, okay, so that makes sense then. So it's almost like a sustainable economy then.
Exactly. It feeds back into itself. It's self-managing. You can't change it. It's feeding from everybody's transactions on it, and it's all interlinking.
It also keeps people from just like taking the money and just like fucking running with it from some like large place where they have a lot of money, you know?
Right.
Like if somebody went to Fort Knox and stole a bunch of gold bars, you know?
Yeah, good luck with that.
Well, I know good luck with that, but I'm just saying like it's like that you can't have anything like that happen because it's purely automated, so there's no room for human error at all.
I mean,
besides user error being stupid and like sending money to people that you don't want to or some shit like that.
Yeah, speaking of that shit, I've drove by that place and like fucking hell.
What place?
Fort Knox.
Oh.
I am living in Kentucky, so.
Oh, yeah. You live in fucking Cousin Fuckerville, don't you?
Yeah, but dude, it looks small, but apparently it's almost a mile away from where you can see it. Damn. And if you take I've heard that if you take a picture of it, a black like fucking van will follow you for a while.
Interesting.
Secret Service niggas be like,
I'd like to try that out.
I'd like to try that out.
But back to the idea, like the proof of work and all that stuff. Like, the whole idea is like the other thing I posted was about incentive. Like it's a way to distribute coins without a central authority. That you have to set a rule set beforehand. If you have someone to just distribute coins and make as many blocks as they want any time, then it's controlled by one person and they can make as many coins as they want. They can create.
So inflation. It's
but
a balance system. As well.
Yeah. It's self controlled.
Incentive. Interesting. And yeah, that. So crypto, huh? Right now, what do you think? 10,000? Is it possible for Bitcoin? Is that where we're going?
Maybe a year from now.
Okay. I think it's interesting. We're sitting at above 5 grand right now.
In a way, the Bitcoins are set up in some way of a Pythagoras cup, if you know what that is.
I'm not sure if I do.
Like, you'll never get to the end because it's always halving. So like, the reward always goes in half every split, which is ever so many blocks. So you'll never get to the end. You're always just half, 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 half. You can never get all the way to zero.
Really? Huh. I didn't realize that. It'll just be negligible at that point. But wouldn't it then make up for it with like transaction fees?
Oof. So the way a Pythagorean cup works is basically if you're too greedy, then all of your wine falls out of your cup. It uses tubes and a vacuum type system, I guess, and uses the weight of the liquid.
Interesting.
To push it all down. So there's a tube that comes from the bottom that goes up and then back down. So the liquid goes in, and once the liquid reaches the point at the top of the inside, right there, then it falls out.
Okay. Cool.
So with the blockchain, he would have to choose between like taking people's shit by stealing back his payments or using it to generate new coins. So like either way, he needs to like do it the right way because it's not going to have a good outcome.
Right. Unless you hack some sort of exchange.
Yeah. Or like... But then you'd be like, then there'd be some like negative repercussions probably.
Yeah.
Because wouldn't that like fall outside of the blockchain if you hacked it?
Well, I mean, it's all what's tied to the account, you know. As long as it's tied to your account, it's tied to your account.
Yeah, I guess that's true. So you're, like, if somebody hacked into your account and paid themselves, then that, you know, you're fucked.
I'd love to do that, man. Fucking fuck with some like Nigerian scammer and like get them to somehow send me their private key and then just fucking export that import that shit directly into my Electrum wallet, being like, thank you.
Thank you?
Thank you, my brother. This is the way.
My brother, you know the way.
Like, pretend to be like a fucking, and then like pretend to be like a fucking Ugandan scammer.
I was gonna say, pretend to be a Ugandan prince.
My brother, my brother.
I pranked you. You now. Your money belongs to me.
Yes, you send me one Bitcoin and I send you 3 Bitcoin for verification purposes.
Shout out Nigeria.
Yeah. So, shout out to Nigeria. Fucking, I'd have to say the gay Israel.
Gaben Israel, man. He's watching you.
Gabe Israel.
The gay Israel.
Straight Palestine.
Jesus, heck, he's not fucking around.
Crucifucking around.
The Bible, too. I thought that was what Mein Kampf was. I mean, what?
Oh my god.
Oof. Oh yeah, that top one reminds me of Scary Red for some reason. Probably because it's weeb shit.
What's with the weeb shit?
You like how I changed my name?
What?
Did you?
Yeah.
Nico? Nico, yeah, Turge?
As a meme.
Oh god.
What is it?
My fucking profile picture's a cat.
Oh cute, it's Nico Turge.
I should just make a furry OC just to fuck with people and piss them off.
I love how everyone fucking, I don't know, in VGP I think we have a lot of like undercover furries. Like they do it just a meme. At least I hope they do.
You know what I should do? I should just like try and draw them all out and then like fucking prank them.
It's just a prank, bro.
How do you prank one? Like, if you get him to like you go to furry suit, you get him to bend over, and then like you jump out and like, oh, gotcha. How do you prank a furry?
Call him and be like, hey, something came in the mail today. Be like, was it my furry suit? And you'll be like, no. And they'll be like, what was it? These nuts. Got him.
Got him. Nice.
Gordon Freeman, Ricardo Freeman,
the real Freeman.
His forehead bothers me.
What, does it? Is it because of how the eyebrows are?
I can still see the bandana slightly because it's just painted like airbrushed over.
Yeah, you can see it in the skin tone.
Like the line's still there, but then also like the hair's like facing forward, or the glasses instead of being slightly like slanted because of the perspective, so it just looks really funky.
It looks like the Bosley commercial. You know what I'm talking about?
Just seeing if this works. Nibbles seems to have played Nuclear Empire.
It looks kind of Hispanic.
It's a fucking dank 120 meme right there, boys.
Ricardo is Hispanic. He's Brazilian. Well, he's not. I guess that is Hispanic, isn't it? Technically.
I guess so, yeah. Latino.
That's a very Latina, vague term.
Not Latino.
Like white.
Latino. I wonder if.
I wouldn't say that they'd be Hispanic because they don't speak Spanish. They speak Portuguese.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Fucking big iron, dude. Red. Oh my god, big iron on his hip. Shout out to Marty Robbins, motherfucker.
Brendan Fraser, what happened to him? Is he dead? Is he alive?
Nah, his wife just sucked him dry of money.
Life.
Or his ex-wife, I mean.
Hey, Brendan Fraser, hit us up. We'll let you on the show.
Yeah, hit us up, Brendan Fraser. We're just as washed up as you are. You should come hang out with us.
True.
Karen took the kids.
Goddamn. Bro, he looks dead inside in this picture. I like it. It's a good look on you, Brendan Fraser.
That's also the haircut from that fucking real estate guy's sign. The fuck me up, like, fuck me up fam guy.
Oh, you're talking about the chaos dude? The mayhem dude?
He needs a Gordon Ricardo makeover. That's what he needs.
Yeet!
Ricardo makeover.
Big iron on his hip.
Man, I feel memeless now. Like, I feel empty inside a little bit.
Dude. Wake me up!
Can't wake up!
Wake me up inside! Oh, here's a classic.
Save me from the
This is the source of that hair.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
God.
Dude, you don't even... Like, how could you even take that fucking picture?
Just shave it.
He's
just
a dentist. It. He's a dentist, not a hairdresser, okay?
Oh, my fair point. God.
Look at his teeth, though. Look at his teeth. Okay, look at his teeth, though.
His teeth are perfect.
His teeth are fucking on point. He's got better teeth than Anthony Fantano.
But you can't operate on yourself as a dentist. No way.
He took that picture that day. You know what I mean? He showed up. He fucking took that picture. Like, so if you're not seeing, if you're radio listener only, holy fuck, dude.
The worst part is like, he saw the picture and was like, yeah. And then they made the billboard and like, you ready to put this up? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, what?
Fuck yeah, fam.
He had made the shirt like three fucking times. Like, wow.
Oh my God.
My balls have more hair than him.
Is that balding or just like he's gray on the sides and he's just like, fuck it. Like, what about like, what is that, gray or whatever for men?
Right. He could have, like, Rogaine. At least had all the same color, you know what I mean?
Some of that dank.
Like, Rogaine. It wouldn't be bad if he was, like, salt and pepper on the sides or something, but he's literally just white and then black. It's like, there's no transition. It's just really fucking jarring to look at.
I mean, looks like, it looks like just, like, his hair is getting OG Mudbone to town. Just in between that is fucking white woman in between. Exactly.
I can make the assumption his assistant hates him. His secretary, everyone hates him. No one told him. So, for sure, he's a dick.
Uh-huh. No one told him. No one was like, yeah, man, you might not want to spend money on that on a billboard, bro. Like, they're like, yeah, go for it, dude. Whatever, man. Have fun with that. Fun with your haircut. All right, enough about haircut face. So, I think we touched on a few good points tonight, boys. Like, number one, the Paris cathedral fire might have been the Jews. If possibly terrorism. Yep.
But I say no. But Miles says yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm only saying it for betting's sake. I think it's interesting you brought up the point that the fire had started in two places.
Oh God.
Oh my God, Brendan Fraser.
He looks so sad.
But yeah, could be. I don't know. Especially with the things that came out about church vandalism in previous months. It just seems too all too coincidental. We're on our 11th show tonight, verbose.xyz. You can check us out, the many links below. Always verbose.xyz/mp3, just in case we get zucked, which is imminent. I think we said nigga how many times tonight?
Five now.
Damn, I don't know. What, are you going to run the video back and do a nigga count?
Hell yeah.
That's six.
Alex Jones, like, if you're by any chance watching this, please come on the show. I definitely think that in some ways you did yourself right this time around, you know, get dodging trouble and making money and stuff like that.
Yeah, but that's seriously some like fucking Institute of Love type shit I saw in that courtroom.
Yeah, exactly. You sold us out. You sold the people out that questioned Sandy Hook.
I don't know if he sold them out as much as he just let go of it, all of those like crazy beliefs that he had.
You think?
Like, he just let go of them all, and like as soon as something bad was about to happen, it seemed. And I don't know if that's because it could be because he doesn't actually feel that way, you know, and it's just like, it's just part of his show. Or it could be because he's trying to save face.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I really feel like he had an opportunity with all of this to be hardline and ask real questions.
They got him. They got to him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He done been got. Although, he was recently on the Logan Paul show. I need to catch up and see that shit. And I'm doing all of you guys raw too, because I didn't watch all of Joe Rogan on Alex Jones. I need to catch up with that. because there's probably some tasty tidbits in there. Yeah, man.
Is it Alex Jones? Or not Alex Jones. Fucking Joe Rogan watched Old Town Road last night. He did a video about it.
Number one, Billboard, Old Town Road. Download it, get it, do it.
It should be on the country charts, right, Crafter?
Yep, best country song ever made.
Hell yeah.
Oh, fuck. But is it country?
Billboard says no.
I mean, to be honest, a lot of country use trap beats now, so, I mean, it's not really, like, different sounding, except, like, some small, tiny things. It's got elements of both genres.
Interesting. Yeah, because you go to, like, the country bar and shit, they're dropping steel guitar and trap beats at the same time with that twang.
Yeah.
Interesting. You guys are starting to change my mind.
Trap beats have kind of taken over music.
It's kind of true.
It's in pop music too.
I was staunchly no until this
electronic music.
Maybe it is the best
as well.
Maybe it is the best country song of all time. Fuck.
Number of incests have gone up since Old Town Road just came out.
True. More like Old Town Chode.
Oof.
Shout out to Billy Ray.
More like Billy Gay.
Billy Ray Cyrus, you did it.
Freaky fart. God.
More like your daughter is a whore.
More like open your mouth.
Truly. Miley Cyrus, do us a favor. Open your mouth.
And remember, open thy mouth.
Molly Cyrus.
More like delete this Cyrus.
I've been looking everywhere, and I can't seem to find Molly Cyrus. All right, well, y'all niggas hiring?
No, I'm retiring.
Hell yeah. Well, also, since all y'all niggas are retiring, I must say, the gay Israel, straight Palestine, bisexual Egypt, Alex Jones, come on our show. Definitely want you here. Tune in next week. Verbose.xyz live stream 12. We'll see what happens. It was a pleasure having you guys on the horn tonight and talking with you and shit. It was fun.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
We do this every week. Hit us up, verbose.xyz. Love y'all, niggas. Peace.